The result of the vote earlier this month by Boeing machinists has shaken up unions across the state of Washington. Members voted, barely, to abandon a company pension so that they could keep a key Boeing production line in this area. Now union members and leaders are asking themselves, how can the labor movement recover when one of the strongest unions in the country buckled under the pressure? KUOW's Carolyn Adolph visits the heart of Seattle's labor movement to find out.
In the wake of the vote, machinists struggled to understand what had happened. They went to union halls seeking answers. Billy Cox was at the machinists' hall in South Seattle.
I want to be able to not only look at short terms, what's happening now, but I want to know what we're going to be doing or what we're going to look like as a union 10 years from now.
Cox says he and his colleagues are concerned about the future.
We're looking for information to see how we come back together as a complete whole union because the union was split.
The idea of coming together in common cause is woven into Washington's social fabric, especially into its union history. Seattle held the nation's first citywide general strike in 1919. The old labor temple in Belltown, with its famous neon sign, is the central place where the labor movement comes together. The man in the corner office here is David Freiboth. He's executive secretary of the King County Labor Council, which represents dozens of local unions.
So this is one of these, if the walls could talk, offices. When I got in here, it's got all these cabinets up here on the wall. So I started to go through and see what was up there. Where is that thing? I found this thing that says, from the 70s, it says, "Why Richard M. Nixon Must Be Impeached." I mean, this is a very historical corner office.
Ensuring it has a future is very much on his mind. Images of labor's past successes are everywhere.
This is lath and plaster.
No.
Oh, yeah. And this all union-made, lath and plaster walls. You don't nail into this. Let's go in here. This is one of our conferences.
Freiboth has been working on getting the building's finer features restored. The building shows signs of the deterioration of the labor movement. Across the United States, union membership has fallen by half over the last 30 years. The machinist vote put the problem front and center. Freiboth says things are going to change.
And that's a good thing. There may be certain structures in the existing labor movement that don't survive. But until someone comes up with a method to keep the excesses of the market from impoverishing huge amounts of people,
there will always be a need for the labor movement. The question is how it will become effective again.
The realization that we have come to is that unions by themselves can't make the type of political and social change that needs to be made.
This is Jeff Johnson, president of the Washington State Labor Council, the state's largest union group.
The salvation for rebuilding a middle class and for creating pathways for workers that are stuck in low-wage jobs is to create a much more vibrant labor movement.
By helping other movements. Unions have been using their talent for organizing to strengthen causes tied to the plight of workers. The Occupy movement from 2 years ago, fast food workers, the SeaTac $15 an hour minimum wage movement.
Let's go this way.
All these people still need a place to gather.
So this is the new wing, the newer wing, the meeting hall.
But Boeing's round with the machinists shows what huge economic forces they're all up against. Louis Mandel is a financial economist. He says in this globalized, hard-bitten economy, the profit motive is what wins.
If I'm working on behalf of my shareholders as CEO of Boeing, then it's my job to maximize my profits. And if I find that my workers can be replaced by robots, or can be replaced by workers in North Carolina, then it's going to be my decision to say, well, that's for the benefit of my shareholders.
That's okay.
This is David Freiboth, standing in the Labor Temple's main meeting hall.
What that means is our job to make sure that the people that produce that wealth for the investors are fairly compensated. And left to their own devices, the market can't fairly compensate people.
The unions say they are refocusing on issues workers care about, like paid sick leave and a statewide minimum wage of $12 an hour. None of this helps machinists coming to grips with their losses. David Freiboth says this is a problem, But he says the essence of the union idea is still solid.
Just because we're kind of inefficient and at times do things that don't make sense doesn't mean that as an institution, as a philosophy, that we're flawed.
Or that they're going away anytime soon. I'm Carolyn Adolph, KUOW News.